Hey everybody, I'm Tosh Moore.
I'm Olivia Palaz.
And welcome to this, the double-sized 312th episode of the Verbal Mosh, because it's 3, 1, 2, wait, shouldn't that have been episode 1, 2, 3?
Yes, you're making no sense.
I'm waiting for episode 456 to really rub it in.
I'm waiting for the reboot, back to episode 0.
Zero? There's no damn zero, you just do one, and then you start all over again.
No, some do a zero.
That's weird.
A special issue.
That sounds like one of those giveaways they have in Wizard Magazine, like, buy Spider-Man number 0, or, what did they do that one time? Buy Spider-Man number half. It took place between 1 and 2. Like, no, fuck you. There's nothing that took place between those two issues. You suck.
Yeah, we should do that. Half an episode.
Good night, everyone. So for those who don't know, go to theverbalmosh.com if you're new to read the pick of the week. You had it, and you chose Silver Surfer number 11 by Dan Slott, Michael, and Laura Allred, and it twirled and spun and...
You didn't care so much about it, but I enjoyed it. So that's why it's my pick of the week.
Fair enough. You go to theverbalmosh.com and you can read that written review. You can also go to theverbalmosh.com and find our handles on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/theverbalmosh. At theverbalmosh is our handle on Twitter. You can also leave us an email at theverbalmosh@gmail.com. And check out our sponsors, the Comics Podcast Network, www.comicspodcast. Yeah! I really screwed up on that one. Oh, whatever. ComicsPodcast.com. That should be the drill. You should all know it.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's there. And you can also leave us an iTunes review as well. But yes, we are proud members of the Comics Podcast Network. That's how you pay your dues. They want you to be like, don't forget to mention us, goddammit.
So, do you want to talk about anything in the comics news? Bah, 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 bah.
Nah, because I didn't really think about too much. I was like, I don't even feel like looking at the news. We watched so much content from Gotham and The Flash and iZombie, and we're going to get to talk about iZombie in a little bit. But yeah, in the news, there's things happening, and that's it.
Right! Well, yep. The biggest news is that the Age of Ultron came out, but we have yet to see it. But when we do see it, we'll have a review of it, and we'll talk about it on our next show, whatnot.
Yep, because it's his age, and we're just living in it. Ant-Man's coming out, too.
Not yet, though, but yeah.
You don't seem too thrilled about it. But if you go to theverbalmosh.com, I did write reboots and relaunches for the last, well, April of 2015. I think I wrote 2012. I hope I didn't get that wrong. But I spoke about everything that was already on my mind. Jared Leto as the Joker. Superman versus Batman. Did you see it?
See what? No, I didn't see it. You didn't see my... Obviously, or your post?
Yeah, my post.
Yes, I saw it.
So that means you didn't read it.
Don't be putting me on a spot like this.
You know what? I'm putting on you, the listener. Go to the website and read it.
You as in the listener, did you read it?
Probably. I don't know. I'd like some feedback on this to our email, so.
That'd be nice.
I had no goddamn news.
Let's talk about something else. That was the only news that I talked about.
Yeah, Marvel's. Someone at Marvel is counting money because this movie came out. Did you know that there's an off-Broadway musical about Bill Clinton? That's important to talk about.
No, I didn't.
Yes, it looks interesting. I want to see it.
Well, you know, they put on productions about various presidents from time to time, so I guess it would make sense. There was that one about W.
Did they? Really?
Wasn't there?
That was a movie. Huh. Oliver Stone.
Sure, it wasn't like also a play or a musical?
No, it was, well, that just wouldn't work as a musical.
Wasn't there one like with Will Ferrell?
Well, that was a commercial, I think.
I could have sworn he was doing something.
Really? I have to Google that. I don't know. Anyway, we can go on to talk about DC TV. Froggy Master Bruce, there's more than one room in this whole house. It's DC TV. Okay, so before we talk about Gotham or The Flash, I would just like to point out that I'm not really digging iZombie.
Me neither.
Because Liv is like, look at me, I never really lived before, but now by being dead, I can live again. I don't get it.
And not only that, yeah, but she's living through other people's lives because she's eating their brains and taking on their personalities, which shows she's a terrible character and she needs to live through others.
Yeah, it's not the Harry Potter effect. Because Harry Potter is pretty much a blank slate, so the reader can be like, look at me, I'm Harry Potter. And you know that's what people do. Have you ever experienced that? That means yes.
I never felt like, man, here in this cupboard, I feel like this little magical wizard.
I think everyone's felt like that. Bruce Jenner. So anyway,
Just like everyone's also put on a cape and be like, I'm Batman.
it's not a cape, it's a towel that you just pin to your shirt. No, iZombie is not great. The only thing that's remotely good about iZombie is Dr. Ravi, because he has a funny accent. His accent's different from my accent. And Detective Babinow is fucking useless. Jesus Christ, he's like the worst detective ever. He's like, oh, she died jumping out of a plane. Open
No,
and
but you know
shut
what?
case.
He's actually trying to go through the correct procedures of his job. Whereas you have
Oh!
Liv being this complete pushy, obnoxious girl being like, "No, but I've got this case and you've got to check it out because it's my friend. So you gotta check it out."
Oh, yes, her friend who we have no emotional connection to anyway. That's the problem. They have these characters and they're like, look at them appeal to people. And these characters don't appeal to anyone. Babinow doesn't appeal to anyone. Liv, no one can really appeal to that except maybe people who are fans of, like, 90s rock. You know, they feel dead inside. Generation X, I guess. Ugh. Wait, no, this appeals to people who like spicy foods. I like sriracha, so yes, I can see this being a thing for me. Just seeing all the different types of hot sauce they have.
It's just really difficult to get into the show, and I don't think I don't find it all that funny and amusing. Like the opening of the last episode that we watched, she was doing this like back and forth between her and Ravi, where they're like talking about this guy, the woman who's been speared through
How
the
the fuck
tree
did she
limb.
not know that was her friend?
And I know, well, it was pretty high up, so she couldn't see her face for one thing. But like them going back and forth, calling it like shish kebab and all this and that, like I didn't find that entertaining and.
It was a very bad back and forth. And I'm pretty sure the writers were like, people will love it. And I think I brought this up to you and to tons of other people, that shows like that can kind of be a disservice to themselves, because when you don't have to pull in a big rating and stay consistently at that rating to bring in viewers and to bring in money from revenue from advertisers, like with the commercials and such, you don't have to appeal to be all things to all people. You can, here's my story, let's try and tell it instead of trying to be something for everyone. You end up losing big part of your demographic, or you end up just watering down the product that you put on television.
But isn't this what we're always talking about that should be the case? Whereas we talk about other shows that try to appeal to too many things at the same time, which
That's what this feels
usually
like.
f fails at.
Yeah, that's what iZombie feels like.
I
It
thought you were
feels like,
saying if I thought you were
no,
just
it feels
saying
like
it
they're
feels like they're
trying.
trying to go too much to one small demographic.
No, I think it's going after the zombie demographic, but then they try to add some comedy to it, and it's, you know what? It's just bad writing. That's all it is. It's bad writing. Maybe, or it could be just that it's poorly acted. I don't know. I've never seen Rose McIver in anything other than this. I don't care for the characters' names either.
I did like how Liv actually was gonna get a possible love interest.
Who's also a zombie because he eats spicy foods. Huzzah!
Yeah, because it was ridiculous. Her forever being hung up on Major, and Major's clearly moving on.
He wants to be like a private eye now. Where's my friend, bro?
And
My black friend,
she's
because.
just hung up and pushy and weird and don't really care for her.
Is a bad show. I'm not interested in it. It's not Constantine bad, because boy, was that shit bad. But we stuck through how many episodes of
Well,
Constantine?
Constantine, we'll only say Constantine was that bad because of that one episode of The Man, Waiting for the Man.
No, oh no,
That
it's
was like the
just
worst
the
of it.
man. Yeah. By worst, you mean best of it. Oh, Constantine. Direct to Showtime, folks. Okay.
So we'll move on. Which show do you
We'll
want to
talk
talk about
about Gotham first.
first?
We'll talk about Gotham, and there was no Jada Pinkett Smith. Ah, there's no Fish Mooney.
Yeah, because she's probably gonna die from that bullet she took
She's
before.
unintentionally the best character in this show. And it was like we watched like two episodes and Jim Gordon finally brought down the ogre because Barbara Keene is still a dumbass. And
But I like Penguin slowly building a backbone. I mean, it's taken forever, but it's slowly getting there.
he's been a
He's
little
like,
sissy
he
forever.
was a sissy forever, but now he's actually like not even holding back to killing people on the spot. Like, you're in my way. You know what? You could give so-and-so a message for me, or I could just kill you right here.
Oh yeah, that was really cool when they brought the flowers to his mother, and because Donna.
Maroni was, Penguin wanted to kill Maroni, but Maroni was up to his act, and he was getting Penguin's mother involved and saying, like, oh, do you know what your son really, what he's up to? You know, he's not just this club owner.
He's a murderer, murderer, and you know. I like how she like faints.
And also, good part of the last two episodes we watched were last episode where we saw the reveal of the Riddler starting to take forth, where he's not just this kind of
Oh, he murders Miss
nerdy
Crinkles.
guy
That
in
was
the
so.
background. He
Yeah.
is now becoming a crazy murderer.
It's all for love.
I
I mean,
mean,
he should be able to get off because he did it for love. He loves Miss
because,
Crinkle.
you know, sure, he loved her. He could have stabbed the guy once and be like, I loved her, and not seem crazy crazy, but he
Oh,
just kept stabbing the guy. And then he was like, now I gotta turn you into mush, because, you know, if there's no body, there's no
yeah, I
crime.
was thinking of that too. That
It's
was
like
really
a
cool.
human slushy is what I was thinking he was making.
There was a skeleton left, and then he was just playing with the skeleton. He was
Yeah,
like,
and then
look at
he
that.
bashed the head in, the skull.
Woo-ba-da-doo-ba-da-doo-ba-da-doo-ba-da-doo. Yes, he's clearly fucking crazy. And
Yes.
a woman made him do it. If only he wasn't so socially awkward, he could have been Bruce Wayne of his time. Oh, and
Without the money.
without the money. Oh, Lucius Fox gets introduced in this episode, in one of the episodes too, because he's just like, your father was a good man. He wasn't that bad. Now don't say anything, because I installed cameras. Keep walking, Bruce. Boop, 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 boop. Company will be here when you want to become back. I mean, back to Gotham. And then he rolls his eyes. Alfred didn't do much except walk around like, I was stabbed, and then walks out of the scene.
Well, no, he also had Reggie's funeral to attend and whatnot.
I don't remember him saying that.
Or a wake. It was either a wake or a funeral, I forget.
One or the other. Oh, fucking, did no
But
one
you don't
notice?
remember because, like, Bruce was also, he was like, oh, so how was it seeing your friend? They were talking about afterwards in their, you know, Wayne room.
Yeah, that one goddamn room. Bruce just seems to live in there. They just get like a refrigerator. Oh, so they went to that charity ball and Selina went with Bruce and that was kind of weird. I was like, what the fuck?
Barbara was there and she met the ogre. I'm so glad that, like, Jim is not, oh, I don't know. I'm
Hung
kind
up
of,
on her.
yeah, he's not hung up on her, but I feel like she's gonna insert herself back into his life.
Unintentional, well, not unintentionally, but just like unnecessarily, like, hey, Jim. And he's like, I'm with Leslie now. She's like, oh, yeah, we can make it work. I'm flexible.
Yeah,
Because
because she's,
she's
like,
all about women.
useless and she needs to be saved all the
What are you
time.
talking
So that's why
about?
Jim has to be there for her.
Barbara has a superpower, being kidnapped. It's like being the invisible
Exactly.
woman. She's always in harm's way. Go away, Barbara. Oh, let him go. Well, we've captured you.
Because
Remember what?
you got Leslie there, and when, you know, she thought someone was gonna come and attack her in her
Oh my
apartment,
God,
she was able
yes!
to swing and knock Jim, like hurt him.
She also got the fuck out of the town too when he was like, look, I gotta finish this thing with the ogre. You gotta go. And she's like, well, I'm leaving. And Barbara would have been like, oh! And just like this, she walks, like, she
Oh,
sees
because
his
of what she did
crazy ass
before,
sec. Yeah, she sees
where
his.
she walked away and then she tried to come back again.
Exactly! Useless! And then she's all like, I see your weird sex room. Sexy. Like, no! Oh, why'd you stick
She's
around?
messed up. I still remember her talking to Kat and be like, you're a woman, you have to use your womanly ways.
But you're rich! Oh, wait, her parents get killed in this too because the ogre's like, we gotta kill him, Barbara. We gotta kill him. Do what I
Well,
say.
no. He's like, you gotta kill someone. Who's it? Who's gonna die? And she tells him that, you know, might as well be her parents, I guess, because she has some kind of grudge against them, even though they've, like, supported her throughout this time.
Season two, Barbara lives in Arkham. What else happened in Gotham? That was it, other than that weird sex club that they went to. That even, like, when he brought out the pigs or whatever on stage, like, you didn't even see, but Bullock sees this and he's like, whoa, 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 all right, that's too freaky even
Yeah,
for me. Oh, you're under
you
arrest.
don't know what's going on, but obviously it's just too crazy.
I like the look on his face. He's like, wait, this is even weird by my standards. And I've loved women who've been murdered by Scarecrow Sr.
That was it. And then you've got, you know, the gang war started by Penguin, who he set up the guys who supposedly were supposed to kill Maroni, and he took out the pins from their guns so that they couldn't fire.
So that means
So
maybe we'll
now
see
it's this
more.
whole back and forth between Falcone and Maroni, because that's who they don't even, you know, Maroni doesn't even think that Penguin is in on this, as a clear, you know,
Yeah,
clearly
John, what
as
was
the
it?
guy against him. He thinks it's Falcone.
Yeah, what was that? Tommy Bones got out of prison and then he goes to see Maroni. But the whole setup was yeah, they sent the Irish guy who was number two in
To Falcone.
Falcone's organization to the hitman. I did feel bad for them when he pulled the guns out and they're just like, they don't work. Aw,
I
crap.
know.
Ah, well.
But Penguin's gonna be there to reap the rewards after everybody basically kills each other off.
And then he'll be like, I can finally open my iceberg lounge after a whole season. All right,
I
so.
hope his mother, like, something happens to his mother. His mother gets in the way a lot, and she has a big mouth, too, because she doesn't
Yeah, can
realize
she
what's going
die? Yeah,
on.
can she just go ahead and die and we can be done with it?
I
So you
know.
can be like Penguin Begins.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how great the Flash is. I still can't stand Iris. She's fucking annoying.
Because she's constantly, like, on the verge of going back and forth between Eddie and
Barry.
Barry.
Well, I just don't know. Hee hee hee. It was weird how Caitlin kind of like was against everyone. She's like, Dr. Wells can't be an evil person. He's great.
Okay, so that's the big reveal that Barry tells Caitlin
And
and
Cisco.
Cisco that Dr. Wells is not who they think he is,
He's
that
the
he's
Reverse
the Reverse
Flash.
Flash and, the guy who killed his mother, basically.
They even find his room with his secret Flash, Reverse Flash evil stuff.
Yeah, it takes
His
them a
newspaper
while
from the
because
future.
Caitlin does not believe it to be true at all, and she actually wants to confront Dr. Wells and talk to him about it, be like, hey, so everybody's saying you're this crazy psycho guy, which is just like the dumbest thing in the world. Because for one, if it turns out to be true, he's gonna kill you right then and there.
Yeah,
Just
he's.
like when Cisco confronted him.
And Cisco's having his weird nightmares
Yeah, because when he confronted him, he killed him.
in the old timeline, but since Barry screwed everything up, now they've got a new timeline.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one also had. One of the episodes had a shapeshifter in it that they didn't get to name. Ah, well.
So you've
They can
got
fucking name Peekaboo, but they can't name this
the
one.
two villains that we saw in the two episodes. There's the no. They called him the Everyman.
What a horrible fucking
The
name.
Everyman and the other one I don't remember, Bee Lady.
Larval.
Well, that's the thing. She didn't really
Oh.
have any superpowers. She just was into robotics.
I made
That's
some.
probably why they didn't give her a name.
The Bee-mobile. Oh, they should call her that. The blonde chick with the weird honeycomb serial fixation. It was cool to see Brandon Routh, who once played Superman, play the Atom, how
Yes.
far he's fallen.
Well, it was funny because they also
I like him. He's likable, Brandon Routh.
Yeah.
Just the character he plays of Tom Palmer, I was like, wow, I really like this guy.
And they also they gave a nod to the Superman portrayal of his when
Oh,
he
yeah.
first comes on onto the
It's a
screen.
bird. It's a plane.
No, it's the Atom.
It's the, So they have Felicity Smoke on that one from Arrow. And they're like, yeah, Arrow's doing this. I was like, who cares?
They also had
Fucking
yeah,
cares.
another character,
Black
Black
Canary,
Canary, showed
yeah.
up too.
Dina Lance, yeah. And I still said, like, I had an apathetic sigh. I was like, eh. You know, Cisco's like, can I have a photo with you?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
What type of fucking terrible cops are like, we found the real body of Harrison Wells, let's not report this.
Well, they couldn't because if word got out, then Harrison found out, he'd probably kill everybody.
Oh, wait, and Everyman framed Eddie for the murder of those two cops, and they're like, well, we got video evidence. Well, there are superhumans running around here. That doesn't make any sense. He shot those people in cold blood, even though there's no evidence to prove that other than the video.
Well, it's not like there have been many of these supervillains running about. There have been like a handful of them so far.
Okay, point well taken. Point well
There's not
taken.
like hundreds and hundreds of these guys, so not everybody is completely believing that these guys are everywhere to begin with, I'm sure.
Can we point out something that you pointed out, and it's starting to bother me a little bit?
What?
The fuck is Gorilla Grodd?
He's in the sewer. He's probably hanging out with Killer Croc.
No, that's he, that guy. Oh, speaking of Batman, but we'll get to that later. Oh, little Bruce, and he's oh.
Well, we're talking about the Flash.
Oh man. Well, they do find out that Dr. Wells is indeed the Reverse Flash, so I'm like, how do they proceed now that they know that it's true?
Well, we're waiting for the next episode, which is the trap. Which is a trap they're going to set for Dr. Wells. So we'll see how that comes
Well,
about.
when the bees were attacking
The
the
bee got their bottoms. Well,
the
the
bee.
bee, it did. Like, the bees attacked Barry, like, completely all over, and he was swollen, and he had to be shocked to life again. And then only one alone bee got Cisco, and he had to be shocked to life again too.
Because doesn't that, well, he vibrated his hands to where they vibrated, and then they shocked them.
Which shows Cisco is so much more weaker.
Oh, wait, that's sad. No, it's not funny. Oh, wait, what else happened on The Flash? He ran around, and I saw they reused some stock footage of him running.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that scene before. Cheap fucks.
That's basically it. You got the two Vaughns, you got the shapeshifter who is take the identity of anybody, and so they
And
were
then they
this
illegally.
person and the you know, setting these other people up and living the high life and pretending to be his own grandmother. And
Cashing the Social Security checks.
the best part about it was that at the very end they confront the guy. They put him in their underground
The
prison.
pipeline. Yeah, they illegally detain him in the United
And they
States.
ask him, "Oh, what was his original identity? Who were you really?" And he can't remember, and he's got that faceless
Oh, you
face.
mean that Voldemort face? I was like, fucking Voldemort. Jesus
Oh, I
Christ.
didn't think he looked like Voldemort.
Well, if he had like a snake snout, yeah, I mean,
Yes.
then yeah, because he like, hey, it's Warner Brothers. They're
Well,
like, we got
Voldemort
some.
needs red eyes too, though.
He looked like Voldemort, damn it. So, wait, what? That's it. Oh, and then Eddie reveals to Iris he's working with the Flash. And now
Because
she's.
Iris, oh my god, dumb Iris is just like, if you love me, you'll tell me. She was like, you know, I believed that we could move on from this, but no, I can't. You have to tell me. What are you up to?
Didn't she say she was
She's
gonna be
like,
okay
oh,
with
she
it?
thought he was cheating on her. I
With the
know. She's just
Flash.
so annoying.
This is the way they write the character. Oh, wait, I liked when Joe, Black Dad, and Eddie were having the back and forth. He's like, you can't tell Iris that, you know, we're working with the Flash. And he's just like, oh, when does, I'm her boyfriend, when does my opinion outweigh yours? She's like, when you're her husband. He's like,
Shut him up.
Yeah,
That was
'cause,
good. I liked it. That was a
so
perfect response.
he was like, shut up,
Not
bitch.
the perfect response.
Oh, but it'd been cool if he did say that. Like, let me tell you something, Joe. Shut up, bitch. And then he just like, yes, sir.
You also had a really funny moment between when Everyman was in the episode and he transforms into Barry and
Oh,
gets
that's so great. Yeah,
It
when.
confronts Caitlin. Caitlin's like, oh, so we figured out, you know, how to stop his powers, and we'll be able to stop him from transforming into somebody else who would be able to catch this person. And
No, wait.
then Barry Shapeshifter Everyman, like, makes the moves on Caitlin.
Oh, can we point out that when Iris came in the room, he was like,
Hey, you!
hello, you, and I don't know why I made that Mr. Burns crack. Well, if it is a little boy. That amused only me, and I'm cool with that, so screw it. And wait,
How did
so it.
nobody quickly like pick up even quicker that that wasn't Barry? Like he's just like, yes, you. I of course I know
It's
you.
me, the guy. Like, okay. Good stuff. The Flash is clearly the superior DC show. And like I said, I think that's just because of Geoff Johns' involvement. Because Gotham, you don't have
Good writing, good
anyone. Good
characters.
writing, good characterization, and good, like I said, good input. It's like.
Good continuity too.
Like I said, it's like the people at DC who make these fucking characters have their hands in the pot to guide the show along. Whereas Gotham, you got some guys like he's got Bruno Heller. He more or less has his idea of how the show should be. And, well, I don't really know too much about Batman, but. I know Batman lives in Gotham, and these characters. I'm gonna play with them as I see fit, and who cares if the shit doesn't make any goddamn sense? And I think sometimes the quality of the product tends to suffer a little bit because of that. But yeah, they definitely need like Denny O'Neil over there, like helping. Like this character wouldn't say this or do that. Blah blah blah.
Not canon.
No, it doesn't even have to be non-canonical, but I'm just saying that just. Keep the characters in line with who they are. Like Jim Gordon is a
Yeah,
perfect
make them more
example.
canon.
No, not ca God damn it, no. So I'm not saying you saying canon says like it has to somehow fit within the bat like continuity of the Batman
Yeah.
comic. No, it doesn't have to fit in the continuity of the Batman comic, but just stay true to the characters instead of just discarding shit that doesn't work. You're just like, "Well, we don't know
And
about much about Barbara Keane, but look
the
up."
fact that like Bruce wanted to push Alfred's friend out the window like that.
Yes, Reggie and the Pole Effect.
Yeah.
They should have called that episode that. More like Reggie and the Fat Effect,
Oh.
but anyway, no. I mean, yeah, I get like Bruce being like, I want to kill this man, but I
And
can't.
with yeah, and with little Selina just kind of quickly killing people left and
Fuck him. That's
right.
fine. That's totally fine. But
Because
and
I
Jim
saw people
Gordon.
talking in the comments who were like, oh, Selina actually doesn't murder that much because then she wouldn't really be able to have a relationship with Batman. Because he
He's
would
still
want to lock
young.
her up.
He still wants to lock her up. But then he's like, "I want to have sex with you too. It's really hard, Selena. Really hard. In more ways than one." So you get that. But I'm just saying, like J
Nasty.
Jim Gordon is pretty much essential to his character. That's the Jim Gordon character. He's a guy who doesn't back down. My only problem is that he's working in conjunction with Penguin, which Jim Gordon is. You know, he's known throughout the comics. He's a little unsavory, so that could happen. Bullock is completely a fucking slob, which I don't think that really comes through in the show. If he found like a donut on the floor and ate it, that'd be cool. Bruce Wayne is pretty much true to character. Alfred, they just took super
See,
fucking
Alfred
liberties
was
with
like the
that.
worst.
Oh my god, like what? Oh boy.
It's because they started off trying to make him super tough so that Bruce could like learn from him. And then along the way, like they just like forget it. We gotta make him sissy again.
Fuck, man, there's no budget. There's no more money in the budget for Michael Caine to just reprise his role with like stories. Remember the Dark Knight when he was telling about when he went to Burma? And for years, I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about when they burnt the forest down. Cause his accent is so thick, and he needs like a bouncy ball underneath his words when he speaks. Master Bruce, while I was in Burma, hoggle, hoggle, bargle, bargle. Like he has a mouthful of marbles, and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about, Michael Caine? But he looks cool. All right, let me stop running
How's that a
it.
step up?
We all like Michael Caine, don't
I
we?
know, but you're complaining that you can't understand him.
Shit, it'd be better than this guy, this fucking Crikey, Master Bruce. You push Reggie out of the window. His fat didn't save him.
I'm surprised that Bruce actually admitted that he was considering pushing Reggie out the window, but Selina was the one that ultimately killed him.
yeah, she still got to go on a date with him. Hot dog. That just shows you kids, kill someone in life, you'll still get invited to the big dance. Or if you're Barbara Keene, you might get kidnapped by a murderer more than once, but there'll be a guy with nice hair to come and save you.
She's such a messed up character.
I just thought it was funny that like Jim was like, "Well, I saved Barbara. I still love you, Leslie."
She really needs to go to like Arkham or something. She needs psychiatric help.
Oh God. And what the fuck happened to Major Crimes Unit? Where'd Montoya go?
Maybe they're
What?
focusing on Harvey Dent or something, because you haven't seen him in a while either.
You see him spread, like he shows up like one panel. He's like, "Hey, boom, that's it." Like they clearly did. His contract called for like two appearances only. All right, let's talk
Because
about
he was
some.
supposedly supposed to be the guy to help also be there with Jim Gordon and clean up things. But then it turns out he's just working with everybody else too. Just as dirty.
Well, oh, you know what? The best interpretation of the Two-Face had to be Batman: The Animated Series, Big Bad Harv, where like he's I'm Harvey Dent. Smile. And then, like, when he gets rough and tumble, that's when Big Bad Harvey comes out. Ooh, yeah. Why is he the Macho Man? Oh, I screwed that up. I can see Two-Face dropping elbows on people. Yup. And eating Slim Jims. But let's move on and talk about some of the comics that we read this week.
All right, let's finally get to the comics. We're going to start with the all-new Captain America, number six.
This is another late book. One. Two. Captain America, he loses his ability to have children because this is important to him to have children. Because Baron Blood spit some blood in his face and didn't give him an STD, but
Basically gave him an STD.
take away your ability to make babies. But then Misty Knight is like, "I got the cure for you, Captain America." Squirt, squirt. Wait, no, that sounds so wrong. She gave him a shot of the
She had
antidote.
a needle,
Whoo! Thank you. Thankfully, you cleared that up. But, what else
The
happened to
biggest
this?
reveal, one, all right, Ian supposedly dies again. Who knows what happens to him?
He gets blown up with Baron Zemo. Oh, fuck him, man. He's always dying, and like they slit his throat in issue two. And then he was like, "Yeah, I was upside down and I had this gel.
I
Let's see."
know, it made no sense.
He glued
Like,
his throat
why
back
is he still
together.
alive?
Well,
And the other big reveal too is the fact that Misty Knight, who Captain America thinks is working with S.H.I.E.L.D., is not working with S.H.I.E.L.D.
yeah, she
Who is she
takes.
working with?
I don't
Who
know.
knows? But I don't know.
Oh,
She can't
wait.
be that bad. She helped him out a lot.
Yeah, she did actually help him. One, two. Why do they feel the need to replace regular Nick Fury with black Nick Fury? Is he Nick Fury's like illegitimate son with a black woman? I don't know.
Because I feel like they just wanted to thrust more ethnicity into all new Captain America, you know?
They got enough ethnicity. They got a dude from another dimension and a black guy from the streets and a bird
Yeah, how did
who's
his
a
bird
vampire.
come back to life again? Is
Cause
his
he's a
bird a vampire
yep.
now?
Cause Baron Blood is a vampire. So yup.
Yeah, but shouldn't the bird have died because he also had that blood in him, the infected blood, so shouldn't have the bird been contaminated too?
No,
Or maybe the
the
bird just
birds can't
can't
have.
reproduce
That's right.
anymore?
The bird now. The bird's also burden. The bird is burden. He can't have no kids. Sorry, Red Wing. There'll be no Red Wing Jr. I like the art by Stuart Immonen, who's always fantastic. And it felt like the book took a tonal shift from being goofy Rick Remender Captain America because of the change in art. So it was a fun issue. I like
It was
kept jumping around.
very
He.
close to being my pick of the week.
When the fuck did what's her name get old? Like we all know Steve Rogers.
Sharon?
Like yeah, when did she get old?
Yeah, she a while ago.
I don't remember that. Maybe because this book is so goddamn
Because
late.
remember, she was also trapped in Dimension Z. And then when she reappeared again, that's when she was super old. Just the same way as Ian had grown up, apart from
It's okay because Secret Wars will change all this, and we'll get young Captain America back. So who gives a shit?
Young blonde Captain America.
Exactly. They're like Captain America. Oh, I can. Can you like make a poster? Like, remember when Obama became president, and it was like, my president is black, y'all. Can we do something like that? Like, my Captain America's black, y'all, or something like that for now until Secret Wars is over. Oh, you should be Captain Black America. I like this already.
Now, let's move on.
Captain BET. So, wait, Daredevil number 15 was great as well. Mark Waid, Chris Omni. Why was Matt Murdock, one, I don't care for his new costume.
No, the red suit.
With the buzz cut.
The buzz cut is awful. So basically, he's running around and he's having all his secrets told to everybody in the world.
By the Shroud.
And he was like, you can't affect me, I have no secrets. And they're like, what about your client's secrets?
Why was he recording any of that?
Apparently, no. Like, he said he admitted that he didn't record it because it was just the fact that the owl could tap into all of recordings everywhere, any electronic devices. So he was the one recording everything.
Now that he's got the weird wires. And he has a daughter. Oh, and like you said, talking about ethnicity, she's black. Wow. Wow. Like one of our cats. Wow.
Warm, fuzzy feelings.
While he murders people.
Well, she wasn't really murdering people. She was just like, she's offering her goods to criminals. Because turns out that one of the very first people that, you know, the criminals that Matt, when he moved,
In Daredevil number one, when he came to San Francisco again.
Yeah, the people who kidnapped the DA's daughter.
No,
was
no,
it?
That, no, she was
who
the deputy was mayor.
Deputy mayor?
Yeah.
These were the same people who basically bought the merchandise off of,
the owl's
girl.
Daughter, yeah.
What is her name? Does she even have a name?
Jubala? Jubalua? That's what it says. It's not Julia, so fuck it.
Oh, that's so awful.
I didn't write the shit Mark Waid did.
Okay.
The art is always top-notch by Chris Omni.
Yeah.
Just not a fan of the red tuxedo dealy that he's got going on here, like I said earlier. But then...
Because it looks like he's going to the prom or something.
He's daring you to come to the prom with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is... I don't know. Like he said, that just wearing the red costume was just out of habit. But we also get... Wait,
it's
later on...
It's basically just this huge fallout of everybody's secrets coming out. Because now everybody knows that Foggy's alive, for one thing. And now, you know, and they realize that, you know, all his client's confidential material is being leaked out, so nobody can trust him anymore. And so the only person that he has left to turn to is, tying it back to the Netflix original series, introducing a character again, Kingpin!
He's still fat, and he's still wearing a white suit with a purple ascot, everybody. Just the way you like it.
Who Matt had thought was dead because, you know, that was the only way that he would have stopped going after the Kingpin. But it turns out he had some secret underwater base.
King was always dying and coming back. That's the secret to his longevity. Right?
Dying?
And then coming back. Like, I wasn't really dead. I just wanted to avoid paying taxes.
Sounds like him.
Well, we all know for sure that he's Matt Murdock. Remember that Christmas party that he threw where he wore the shirt, I'm not Daredevil?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I guess he can get one that says, I am Daredevil. Fuck it.
I know.
All right, next book, Silk, number 3. This is a good issue. Silk went one-on-one with Pokemon Man, and then she fought Black Cat.
Yeah, this was okay issue. I liked how she, you know, saw that the guy, the Pokemon guy, wasn't that bad of a guy, and he could go in for some reformation and turn his life around.
Yeah, because the Black Cat is a bitch. She's a real... I don't know, man. I'm not liking the new Black Cat being a bad guy. Even Silk was like, damn, you used to be a good guy. What's wrong with you? And she's like, no, Spider-Man beat me up one time. In a world where fucking Onslaught can show up... Yeah, in a world where Onslaught can show up and fucking be Professor X and Magneto merged together, she can't take into account that maybe Dr. Octopus was controlling Spider-Man's body? That's too far-fetched.
Too far-fetched, because she's a woman and she's got to hold a grudge like that.
That's what the writers are essentially saying. You're a woman, you hold grudges longer than men. Great art by Stacey Lee.
Yeah.
And Robbie Thompson delivers a decent story. Sorry. So we can move on. Wait, so later on in this issue, I was going to say we can move on. Black Cat is upping her army to go up against Silk. And Spider-Man's like, you're not yourself. I brought the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that was kind of random for him to just kind of show up and then also bring in the Fantastic Four.
It doesn't make any sense.
But, I don't know, maybe it will. Time will tell.
I got a feeling that it won't. All right, Superman number 40. John Romita Jr. writes this issue where Superman gets naked.
A lot.
Fucking A, and then like he's like, let's get drunk.
Every single time. All right. Basically, this shows that Superman is still somewhat human. He hasn't completely regained his powers again. So he's enjoying, you know, food,
and beer.
And being naked. Why is every single time he uses his supernova powers, he blasts off all his clothing.
What the fuck? So when did they become the super friends? Because now, like, Wonder Woman and even Batman.
Oh, Batman's, like, smiling and having a good
yes,
time.
Yes, let's go get beer. Like, no. No, 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 no. Even the scene where they're shooting Superman with the bazookas on the JLA Watchtower, Batman's smiling in that shit, too. Did you not notice that?
I noticed it.
Like, this is, like, smiling, happy-go-lucky 1960s Batman. I never thought I'd say this, but I miss Geoff Johns writing this book.
It's just too weird. And then also the fact that, all right, Superman still can't fly, so he's hopping around everywhere.
Yes!
Like a giant bunny.
Originally...
I know originally that those were his powers.
Eighth of a mile, yeah. But now he's doing the same thing. He got hungover, he ate some McDonald's french fries, and he puts on his costume and jumps out of bed, but then realizes he can't fly, so he's got to jump to stop these dudes from doing things.
That, like, his powers had to evolve, because especially in this day and age where everybody's got their own cell phones and taking videos everywhere, because now with him slowly, you know, reacting towards everything and jumping up and away from crime scenes and whatnot, people are able to take his photo, and Lois Lane is like, oh my god, that's Clark Kent.
Exactly, yeah.
His big secret revealed. Why isn't his face vibrating?
You're right. I forgot John Bernanke. He vibrates his face at a different frequency to keep us from looking at his face.
Because he's too human.
Criminals in Gotham are the fucking worst. Not Gotham. Even Metropolis. They're just like, we know there's a big dude who's almost like God flying around here, stopping people from committing crimes. Sounds like the perfect place to commit a crime.
Well, maybe some of them think that they're too small fry to, you know, even register on his radar.
He fought Galactus, y'all. That's Marvel. Whatever. Let's rob this bank in Metropolis in broad daylight. Yeah, so Superman was basically naked a lot in this. And Batman was like, it was weird because Batman was cool with it. Because even in the scenes where Superman's naked, he's like smiling. He's like, I picked you up, Clark. Don't sit in my seat naked.
Again.
Yeah, like totally the fucking opposite of Batman. It's like they were like, hey man, you know Batman from Batman 66? People seem to love that. So can we get him to do that in this issue?
It was just mostly him testing out his powers. And
being naked. That's really it.
And like, letting everybody know his secret identity. Well, anybody who knows who Clark Kent is, that is.
I like the idea of Batman drinking coffee with everyone in this issue too.
Yeah.
Oh, he just got, like, he's at the Watchtower. There's so much. I'm going to open this book and count how many times Batman has smiled. 1, 2, 3.
So far, one on every page.
4. You know what? His back is turned to us, but I bet he's smiling here.
I think that's enough. Everybody knows.
Uh-uh.
No.
5, 6, 7. 8, 9. All right, that's the end of Batman in this issue. So, 9 times Batman has smiled and gulped down beer and just been completely out of character. It is horrible because it's a 180 of the character, but it's so fucking funny. So please go buy Superman number 40 just for all the Batman smiling.
No, it's just DC awful continuity. No, it's just awful. Don't even pick it up.
Speaking of Batman, Batman number 40 by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo, and this shit made no sense. I'll let you talk about this.
All right, this would have been so much better if there were a bunch of more issues that kind of dropped little Easter eggs about, you know, this closer relationship between Batman and Joker, so they could be like, yes, we're really lovers. Because that's what this issue is all about.
Oh, Batman at the end, hold me. Like, no! No! Don't just... lay with me while I die. Like, fuck you, man. I'm getting out of here, Joker. Gotta go.
I know Joker was the one who was like... But for all his talk about, like, you know, Batman being the only one for him, his only true adversary, the one, you know, he's always fighting up against, he was, like, trying to get out of his arms at the very end. And Batman's just like, no, hold me.
What the fuck is that Dyesium stuff? Is that like stuff that like the Court of Owls used at some point, I guess?
I guess.
That he fell into?
Yeah.
That's why he's like...
He's always fallen into sleep. This is what is making him so seem so immortal, and the fact that he can't die. Because remember, there was that one issue, too, when Alfred came at him with an axe. And they're like, yes, I killed him. And it was like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, he just got some more Dyesium. I'm just like, this shit is like, you know what? It's like in the 90s when Spider-Man fought Traveler, and he was like, I have all these powers, Spider-Man. I can make you my ally. Like, it's out of his world. It doesn't make any sense. And I get that Scott Snyder's trying to add to the mythos, but you should have just stuck with the Court of Owls, pal. It's a nice-looking issue by Scott Snyder, no doubt about it. Like, when all the Batman villains and everyone are teaming up, and they're fighting the Joker, and then Batman's fighting him, and then the Joker just kicks his ass. He's like, wait a minute.
It was really good, too. This isn't Bruce Wayne. Yeah, because he was able to switch out with Dick Grayson. Because Batman knew that if there was no Batman there coming at him, that he wouldn't be able to get to the Dyson. Whatever it is. The magic potion.
This is what Batman's become to. Street level hero. Magic villains. Magic powers. Bat magic.
So he's able to go to the cave so that he can extract the stuff so that he can find a cure to all this.
But everyone from the Bat family and all the villains, like Bane and everyone who was helping him, they already had the cure anyways. What the fuck was the point of them getting Dyesium?
Well, they didn't really have the cure. They had the cure once Batman was able to take the sample and analyze it.
Okay, so they're cured. People are saved. I didn't know Alfred had a fucking daughter, but whatever.
Batman was like, oh, Joker, you'll probably be fine too. Yet apparently at the end of the issue, Batman's dead.
Apparently. Yeah, because they're fighting each other and...
Supposedly.
Yeah, they're fighting each other underneath the cave.
Had wires set to explode all around it. So everything's coming crashing down. And the whole pool of magical potion gets destroyed. So Joker can't replenish himself anymore.
Yeah, so no, well, him and Batman get into that big fight where he stabs Batman in the shoulders with the blades, and he throws the cards in and hit him in the face. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, how does Batman get out of this one? He even burns his face with the acid, or with the fire, remember? So I'm like, oh, how does Batman get out of this one? And then all of a sudden, Joker's like trying to claw his way through the Dyesium, and Batman's like, hold me. And
he's like, dude, get off me, bro. Like, and he's talking to, you know, Penny One, and he's just like, I'm just going to lay here with my friend. Like, it's like the, this whole big bromance. Like, they should have set this up more if they really wanted this kind of ending to come about and have more of an impact instead of seeing kind of this really random, weird thing.
Oh, wait, what about the note that
because
he left?
Also, because, yeah, Batman leaves a note at the very end, which seems more in line with something the Joker would do as opposed to Batman, because it's just one word that he leaves to Alfred, and it just says, ha.
Ha, sales plummet.
Like, he's the one with the last laugh, like, you know?
Maybe he is. They're both dead.
Yeah.
But somehow, after Convergence, there'll be a reboot. Well, they'll bring him back. Well, there's supposed to be a new Batman coming soon, so... It'll probably be Alfred in that robotic suit that looks like bunny ears. It looks like a rabbit, doesn't it?
It's gotta be Terry Grayson.
Who the hell? What?
I don't know. What's his name? Terry something? What's his name? I couldn't remember.
Yeah, now
MacGyver. No.
No.
No. Was it something
MacGyver? Fucking MacGyver? Really, Terry MacGyver?
Wasn't it something with an M? McGinnis. There we go. Terry McGinnis.
I almost said McGinty. Like.
See, you couldn't even.
Here he comes, McGinty. He's here illegally, and he's eating all your potatoes.
Terry McGinnis. There you go.
Well, McGinnis, he'll eat even more potatoes. Okay. All right, last book we're going to talk about: Invincible 119.
The worst book of the week.
This is good.
Oh, how is this good?
Because, well, finally, okay, this wasn't good, but apparently the reason why Invincible and Eve's daughter, Tara, was not breathing was because something she ate.
Because something Eve ate, and it got into her milk. Breast milk.
Yeah.
And then Tara ate that, and then it caused an effect where she supposedly couldn't breathe.
I hate Oliver's girlfriend. She's
no,
real bitchy.
I hated the way Mark treated Oliver's girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because she looked like a giant bug thing.
Yeah, he was really out of place. He was just like, don't you know, you know, it was probably your food. I don't have any evidence to back me up, but it was your food that was killing my daughter.
You know, we can give Invincible a pass, because if we had children and something like that happened, I'd be like, I kill you motherfuckers. And so it's kind of understandable. But yeah, the baby's fine. And now, I did feel weird. It was just weird that, like, Mark helped out during the Invincible War and during the Voltramite War, and now Alan's like, well, we can't just let you stay here for free. Some bureaucrat will complain, you know?
Yeah, so he's like, I'm retired. You know, I don't want to do anything dangerous anymore now that I got a family. So it's basically like they're trying to settle into this new life. They have to deal with new dietary plans. so that Mark doesn't have, you know, too many bathroom issues like that one issue where he was just on the toilet constantly.
Well, they said, Eve said that was more or less designed because of the way that Oliver's girlfriend prepared the weird alien food.
Yeah.
She didn't prepare it
She wasn't
properly.
the best cook, like she likes to think.
Yeah, so there's that.
And then, you know, Alan offers up Mark a new job as a spy, but then he doesn't even get close to that because, you know, what's his name?
Battle
Battle
Beast and
Beasts
Thrag
and
are fighting.
Thrag are
How long
still
have they been
fighting
fucking fight? How long have they been fighting
for
for?
days, for weeks, probably.
According to us, it's been months because they started fighting way back in like issue like 114, and this
Yeah.
book has been late forever and a day. So I don't know what to tell you.
But it looks like Battle Beast is finally not gonna win. So Mark has to step in and take out Thrag.
Issue 120 should just be the fight between Thrag and fucking Battle Beast. Just like no word balloons, no panel captions, nothing. Just full on splash page of fighting until there's a winner. Come get real tired of waiting for this result.
I don't want the whole issue to be like that. They need to end it like maybe in half the issue or something.
And then yeah, Thrag's like, I won't. And then Invincible will be like, Invincible, I'm back to the blue costume. Oh, they also deal with Invincible getting raped.
Yeah.
Where Eve was like, it's not your fault. And Invincible was like, whew. But that's some weird shit. That's the first time in comics they were like, the dude got raped, and it wasn't
Yeah.
by another dude, and it
Yeah.
wasn't being forced on by prison. So
And they're trying to address the subject sensitively, and they're trying to,
yeah.
you know, make him feel, Mark feel comfortable. Like
Like he's not the
Eve's
like
trying
it's
to
his
reassure
fault
him.
for
Yeah,
being the
yeah, yeah.
victim, yeah.
That they're gonna move at his pace. She's not gonna rush into it, even though she wants to jump his bones so bad.
There you go. Invincible, making rape accessible.
No.
Well, understandable.
No.
Whatever, fucking. Oh man,
No.
making it unacceptable to white guys.
No.
Whatever, it happened to Invincible. Ah, fuck it. Let's get off the subject.
Okay.
Come back. Don't forget to go to the verbalmosh.com to read the review for Silver Surfer and its weird panel layout number 11. That's the issue number. You can also find us on social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter. But just take your lazy ass to the verbalmosh.com and there are links. You see links on the sidebar that will take you to all of our social networking sites along with the sponsors. So, theverbalmosh.com. And if you want to drop us a line at our official email, theverbalmosh@gmail.com is where you can send us a line. And don't forget to leave us an iTunes review. That helps people find the show, among other things, I guess. So, for Olivia Flies, I'm Tosh Moore saying, you don't have to watch iZombie, but we might.
You infect the corrupt. You're making pretzels out of nothing like a sourdough. Don't let the